Tom and John, what's this play about? Can you paint a picture for us?
Yeah, it's based in 1893, and this young man named Harry Glenn Ludlam wrote a diary from August into February. And then when my great-grandfather bought the farm where he lived at, he left his diary there, and I found it 100-something years later when I was working on my master's degree out here at UIS, actually. And from there, I started to, I was going to do more of a different project on it, but then I, as a songwriter, I began to write songs about the different things that he did as I read through the diary, from shucking corn, going to the World's Fair, and all this. So these characters, these things started coming to me, and I put it into a music, more like a song cycle.
Yeah, so when I came down here, I'm a real music fan, and I was introduced to Tom, and so I began to hear Tom do some of these songs, and then he gave me a CD, and another local musician said to me, this is the best CD that anybody's made around these parts in a long time. So I listened to it, and I read the liner notes and everything, and I was very interested in the whole story and the fact that they're not just songs about a particular character at a particular time, but there's a real arc. There's like a dramatic arc to the story. And so I said to Tom last fall, I said, you know, this really calls out to be a play. Have you ever thought about doing it? And he said, yeah, like every day. Everybody tells me I should be making this into a play, but I never quite get around to it. So at a certain point, I said, well, would you mind if I took a crack at it? And then I consulted with a couple, you know, theater people that I knew, and they said, yeah, this is really grist for a musical play. So that's how we got going on it.
Yeah, let's get into that dramatic arc, this character that we're talking about here, Harry. When I was listening to some of this music, it sort of struck me as emblematic of what life might have been like at that time in Central Illinois. Is that sort of what you're striking at here?
Part of it is that, but what happened in this story is Harry actually wrote down more than just shucking corn and the chores he did and going to town and what the weather was like. But then as he's having this beautiful, wonderful life out there where he enjoys on the farm, then his grandma gets sick and she dies, and then they sell the farm and he's gone. So it just... And he wrote about all that. He wrote about certain things, like when he had to leave the farm. He wrote this beautifully eloquent piece about how he will have to make the best of his circumstances, basically, and says, I will do the best, and I will follow in the footsteps of my maker. So these lines like that, I just saw that and went, well, that's a song, the footsteps of my maker. So to me, that's kind of how it worked for me. I would read these diary entries, and certain phrases would jump out at me, and I could wrote a song about them and try to feel what he was like. So it, not only did it talk about what was going on during that time period of things, but also it just kind of followed this, you know, universal arc of the human condition, I'd say.
And here's part of that song you just mentioned right now called Footsteps of My Maker.
Up to this point, I'd done all the singing, so I sang the song. But in the play, which is really just myself as a narrator, and then the Harry Glenn Ludlam as the only other character in the play that we present on stage. But in this song, then, Harry will go ahead and speak his actual parts that he wrote in the diary, and he'll sing them in the songs.
Yeah, so what we actually did was I looked at the songs, and then I looked at the diary entries, and I thought, the only thing that Tom really knew about Harry was through the diary entries. And so I decided it would be great to really play up the connection between Tom and Harry, having lived on the farm at the same, you know, on the same age. And, you know, Tom's mom still lives out there.
Yeah.
And in fact, it's really interesting that Harry's family actually sold to Tom's grandfather. So they have a real connection from a time and place.
Yeah, Tom, so his family sold to your family.
Yes.
So do you, in a way, feel responsible or feel like you have to tell this person's story because of his connection to you and your family?
I could say that there's definitely a part of the connection that I felt in writing these songs, because Yeah, it's just odd to sit here and think about it, right? Just read these things this guy wrote when he was 16 years old and go, oh, that sounds like a song to me. And then I would develop what I thought he might feel combined with actually how I felt. And that's how the songs were developed.
Well, let's go to the next song here. You've mentioned it a couple of times about a song about shucking corn.
Yeah, we go.
And it's kind of fun. so he writes about that and that sort of like idealistic way of looking at, look at me, I'm just doing this simple activity of shucking corn. And that stood out to you.
Well, yeah, actually, that's something I interpreted. I just took the idea. He didn't really say much about it because he did it every day. But he'd write. I mean, it was just it's just every day, you know. And it was a job that could be done. Sometimes Paul helped him. Sometimes Uncle Ed. Sometimes Julius Tuxhorn, the neighbor, would come help. But they, you know, it became a tradition. There are folk song traditions about shucking corn, and then they had big parties in certain areas of the country where people would just show up at each come to your farm, shuck all your corn, have a big party. He never talked about that, but I just thought. You know, he's a 16-year-old kid. That's kind of how I felt about it, that if he had to shuck corn every day, you got this chore, you're going to go, like, after a while, you're going to go, like, some folks got all the luck. Me, I got corn to shuck, which was kind of the funny little line that came out of it.
Go to church or head to town, stay on a farm or hanging around. One thing, boys, as sure as you're born, sometime today I'll be a shucking corn. Shucking corn, shucking corn. Some folks got all the luck, and me, I got corn to shuck on.
It's got a fun little melody there.
Yeah, that was fun.
So finally for the both of you, what's kind of the takeaway of this show? When folks come out to this, what do you kind of want to leave them with in telling this story and singing these songs?
Part of it's the music, that the songs will kind of carry themselves. But then this, you know, the thread of how of the story that goes in between and what really happened just takes it to a different place that it hasn't been before. So I would say, yeah, I hope people take away just the happiness of the songs and what music just does to you, you know, just makes you feel good. Plus, I guess I'll use one of my old lines, it'll be entertaining but also educational because you'll learn a lot of things. But I think they'll take away more the emotional part of it.
Right. Yeah. You know, I always admired the songs. But when I brought this to a couple theater people before I even sat down to write, they said, you know, there's really a very heartfelt story in here that is calling out to be told. So, I mean, the songs are uniformly excellent, but the fact that they're in this, framework of this really interesting and heart-tugging story, I think is a great combination.
Well, thanks so much to both of you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Harry Glenn Ludlum, age 16, it's August 10th, 1893. Notice, this book was purchased August 8th, 1893. Springfield, Illinois, Frank Simmons Stationery. It contains a diary and a cash account. The diary is to be written out every morning, and the cash balanced up once a week.